The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
And welcome to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network, folks. Doc Talk is up next. We got a great episode here. Veteran-owned small businesses in the fishing industry. We got Jake Schroeder joining us first up, and then Dale McVeigh. Schroeder's with Jake's Lure Joint, and of course, Dale McVeigh is with G-Sox. Man, you don't want to miss these here. Let's go ahead and fire this Doc Talk thing up. Welcome to another edition of the TPO's Doc Talk podcast, folks. Just to make sure there is no confusion, tonight's show is pre-recorded. Again, all these interviews are pre-recorded. Even this right here is pre-recorded. If you're joining us live, thank you so very much. We appreciate it. If you're watching this later on video there later, we appreciate that just as much. And we absolutely appreciate it if you're just listening to us through one of your favorite audio podcast platforms, as we will be. Each show is available the following morning on every major audio podcast that's out there. Of course, none of this is possible without the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network and the entire family. If you haven't caught some of those great episodes, great shows, check them out, man. Rusty Hook, Chasing the Tides, Fishing for Noobs. Man, it's there's some great shows on the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network literally almost every night. We're still running our two episodes a week right now as we're trying to dwindle our library down. This one here you're seeing is probably a Wednesday night that we're airing this here. We'll be back to just going on Mondays only here very soon. Soon as the All-American Kayak Series gets cranked up. And speaking of, man, we're coming up on the very first event for the year for the All-American coming up, Lake of the Ozarks. We're doubling up there with Moyak, the local club, one of the local clubs there. Moyak and the All-American are going to be opening up. Eco Fishing Shop is presenting this as they are the event host. Sleep In out of Camdenton is the co-host. They've got some Angry Rage. Check them out. Really nice hotel there. Lots of great campgrounds all over the place. If you haven't seen Monday night, we aired a Lake of the Ozarks breakdown. We kind of get into one of the best guides in the entire area there, James Dill. He and his wife join us, and we go over Lake of the Ozarks in its entirety. So if you're kind of on the fence and you're not sure, this will give you a good idea. On top of that, check this out. Like the sign says, folks, what are you waiting for? Get out, TourneyX, AllAmericanKayakSeries.com. Go and get signed up, man. I'm telling you right now, you're going to absolutely love these events that the All-American puts on. If you're a supporter of the All-American, if you like the fact that we can have a national trail in the Midwest here so you don't have to drive 18 to 20 hours to get to a location, best thing you can do is share all this information out there, share their socials, and come join us, man. Come fish. Sign up. That's what's going to keep the series alive. That's what's going to keep attracting bigger and bigger sponsors. We're still growing to a lot of degree. We're still brand new. We're working with the big guns out there. We work with Steve Owens. We work with AJ over there at Hobie and Bassmaster. We work with these guys to make sure that our schedule doesn't really conflict with theirs. They work with us. They've been super, super awesome with us. So don't delay, man. If you like having a chance to come fish against, challenge yourself on some bucket list destinations for a decent paycheck, man. You're not going to find it a better option in the Midwest than the All-American Kayak Series. That is the name of the game. All right, man, let's go ahead and get down to it here. We got a couple great interviews here. Jake Schroeder is up first. So grab yourself a beverage, sit back, and hope you enjoy the interview, and stick with us. We'll have Dale McVeigh right after this one here. Hey, man, we're continuing on with our interview series that is focusing on veteran-owned businesses and organizations involved around the fishing industry. And tonight, we have a very special guest with us here. In a lot of cases, a lot of these companies are veteran-owned. In this case here, we've got an active duty First Sergeant for the United States Army, Mr. Jake Schroeder. Let's go ahead and bring him on in. Jake, what's happening, sir?
Not too much. How you doing?
Good, brother. Good. You fresh off of work there. We got you in your truck tonight, so that's yeah. We can't thank you enough, man, for taking the time out of your day to come jump on the show here and chat with us.
Not a problem at all. And again, like I said, I'm sorry that I'm in my truck. I typically will do this in my shop where a lot better lighting, everything like that. I'd be able to show off a few baits as well. But again, it's been a chaotic week this week for us here in Fort Leonard Wood.
Got you, man. Hey, no worries, brother. No worries at all. That just means we get to have you on again. We'll get you to come. Yeah, we'll get you to come back, and we'll anytime you got some new stuff you drop in there, we'll highlight that for sure. No problem at all. Well, talk to us, man. You are active duty U.S. Army, and you've been in the Army for a hot minute so far here. So talk to us about your service, if you don't mind.
So I joined the Army in 2008 as a combat engineer. I'd been stationed from New York all the way out to Colorado, as far north as Wisconsin, where I taught ROTC. And my favorite duty station by far was Fort Campbell, Kentucky. I spent 6 years there. But I'm currently here in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, stationed here as a first sergeant in a headquarters company right now. So it's a little bit challenging as a headquarters company first sergeant, because you have dealing with a lot of different MOSs, a lot of different personalities compared to a normal line company. But it's been a fun journey so far. Been in for, like I said, just over 15 years now. I'm hoping to be able to do my last bit of time here in Fort Leonard Wood and then hang up the boots at 20 years.
That's fantastic, man. Before we get going too much further, and before I forget, one major key piece here that we always try to remind on is from all of us at the Romans Warrior Foundation, all of us at the True Patriot Outfitters, brother, thank you so very much for all of your service, you and your family doing what you do of serving to allow goofballs like me to be out here doing this kind of stuff. We appreciate you, man, and we're very thankful for you. Thank you.
I appreciate everybody that supports the military, yourself included, Gene. Like I appreciate all of you guys that support the military, whether it be retirees or just regular old civilians out there in the country. I really appreciate it because, again, with not a lot of people are getting to that point to where they're supporting the military as much as they used to, and I appreciate each and every one of you that do support us.
You know, 2 points to that. The fact of this staggers people when I say this. They think it's a made-up number, but it's the real, actual facts. Less than 1% of the populace of this nation right now serves. Less than a percent.
And that's just not serves in the Army. That serves throughout all the branches.
Including
the Coast Guard as well.
Exactly.
And now the Space Force as well. We can't forget them.
The Coast Guard was so thankful for Space Force, right?
They were.
I love all you. I got a good buddy that out here in Colorado, that's Space Force. I love all you guys, man. It's
where the Space Force headquarters is out there in Colorado.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that's heavily involved in kayak fishing out here, Mr. Josh Hines. He is active duty Space Force right now. For sure. Air Force transfer.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah, man. You know, so that was, you're exactly right that, you know, there's not a lot of the support. This takes me to the second piece of what I wanted to say was, you know, we try to bring a form of healing to our nation's warfighters through kayak fishing. That's what the True Patriot Outfitters is all about, right? That's at the heart. And there many times when I'm talking to people and sharing the mission out there in the public, I hear, hey, man, I think there's another organization does the same thing, except, you know, they, you know, this and this. And I always respond with, yeah, there's a lot of us out there. And guess what? Still not enough. There needs to be more of us out there, you know. So
I'm sorry to cut you off there.
No, go for it.
I'll tell you what, I've only been kayak fishing one time, and that was actually I came back to visit for a friend's wedding out there in Colorado. Went kayak fishing with Matt Collins. I know Matt. I know his wife very well.
Stormy,
we were neighbors at Fort. Yeah, Stormy. We were neighbors at Fort when I was stationed at Fort Campbell with Stormy and her first late husband Kyle. And we got to know Matt when she remarried with Matt. And I tell you, that's awesome people right there. And I went kayak fishing with them. I didn't know what I was doing because, I fish from a boat. I got a boat. I'm a boat fisherman. But kayak fish, I tell you, I have a lot of respect for all of you that kayak fish. It's a lot of work. But I tell you that when I was out there kayak fishing, it's very peaceful because you don't have the noise of the trolling motors and the engines running around. It's just out there, you casting a fishing rod and a bait in the water and just hoping, like, catching fish. And it was very, very peaceful.
Man, what a small world. Matt Collins, Matt and Stormy, there's some of my favorite human beings that I've ever had the pleasure of meeting and getting to know. Yeah. Love those two. Matt's a huge supporter of us here. Matt is a flat-out hammer of an angler in a kayak to boot. So, yeah, man, you had the right guide taking you out there, and you're right. The experience from a kayak, from a fishing kayak, is like it's not saying it's better or worse, but it is very unique, and it's an intimate experience you get with the water, right? I mean, you get pulled into the environment to where – you're not thinking about anything else. Everything else quiets down and you're focused right there, you know, on what you're dealing with the fishing. And that's part of its magic and why it is so effective at kind of bringing a little bit of peace and clarity, you know, in an otherwise chaotic, you know, situation.
Yes, sir. And it's all like, again, I've always grown up boat fishing and whatnot, and I did that. And it is definitely, it adds a different aspect to, fishing.
I tell people all the time,
it cleared my mind. It cleared my mind out there just sitting on sit, because you're so low to the water, and I'm not used to sitting that low to the water. Just hearing the, and we're on Pueblo Reservoir, and everybody knows, like, I was stationed out there in Fort Carson, and Pueblo is not the greatest of fishing compared to some places in the country. But it was just peaceful. Like, it really was very, very peaceful.
You know, and in the state of Colorado, it's probably the best bass fishing lake we have, bro. Compared to where you're sitting right now, though, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it
That's all right. We know.
All out of the bus, but yeah, Pueblo is probably the best lake you guys got out there. I'll put Trinidad up there, very, very close to it.
Yep.
When I was out there, Trinidad was my favorite lake to fish.
You know, the cool thing what it does out here in Colorado, though, is it really tests the anglers. The anglers out here, I believe that's why Colorado anglers travel well, is because they're used to very adverse conditions, very pressured fish, very difficult conditions that are not in their favor. And so when they master the catching skills out here of bass and other species, they can take that around the country and do well. You know, they can limit out, they can get on the board, you know, and it's just a matter of environmental variables at that point before they're going to start, you know, taking your money. In my opinion, the real good ones out here. So it's tough, but it's, you know, like they say, iron sharpens iron, right?
Yes, sir. And that's why I'm sure you guys know who Sam Heckman is.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
He's a very good friend of mine as well. He's now out here in Missouri as well, and that's why he's a hammer out here. I firmly believe it, and he's been a hammer throughout all the country when he's been fishing all these tournaments that he's gone and done very, very well at, and the BFL All-Americans and everything that he's qualified for. And I say that it's from learning how to fish on Pueblo and all the those lakes out there, because they're so pressured. And that you learn how to finesse. That's where I learned how to finesse fish really well. And I can't get a spinning rod out of my hand now, it seems like.
Yeah, same. So you know, so cool, man. Our worlds, you know, it is such a small world at the end of the day. And when we find out all these people that we happen to know, you know, through this here, but Jake's Lure Joint, what brought you to actually wanting to pour your own soft plastics and get into that, man? What was it? Was it kind of your own, you know, find a hobby, get a little therapy that way? Or was it just from a pure passion and love?
So it was actually very coincidence. I was at when I was stationed at Fort Campbell, it would have been 2012 time period. I want to say I went to the East Tennessee Fishing Expo. I found a color that I now call smoking purple. It's on my website, everything like that. But it's just a kind of a smoke with a bunch of purple flake in there. It has a little bit of purple in there. And I bought some in the craws. I started running out of them. Couldn't find this company more. I did a little research, figured I didn't know you can make your own. I really didn't. And then I did a little research, started figuring out how to make my own. And the smoking purple is not, I don't have it in the baton. If you go to the skeleton crawl, I know I have it in that color. But yeah, it's just a purple, and that's the color that got me into it. It's, and I did research. I started making my own plastics. I've been making soft plastics now for 8 years. The first 3 years, I did not sell a single bait. I did it completely as a hobby. And that's actually how I met Sam Heckman. And he started telling me, hey, can you make this color? Yeah, I can make that color for you. And he started spreading the word a little bit. And I firmly believe that Sam has a big influence on the success of my business. But what got me into it was just that one single color. I could not find that color anymore. Was the smoking purple color. And it's been one of my favorite colors of fish. I still catch a lot of it here on Lake of the Ozarks even.
Yeah, and you got some good-looking plastics out here, and you hand-pour all of these. Is that right?
So a lot of people get the hand-pour, hand-injection. So I hand-inject majority of these baits, my 5-inch swimmers, my 5-inch LT swimmers, and my 4-inch LT swimmers are the ones that I actually hand pour, which is pouring the plastic right out of the Pyrex cup into a mold.
Gotcha.
Everything else I have like a have an injector for, and I inject the plastic into a mold, so on and so forth. The big thing with me is I'm starting to move to all custom molds. So my the bait that I just dropped on my website is my kicker, 3.75-inch kicker, the 5.25-inch baton, the 4-inch skeleton crawl, the wacky ton, and my 5-inch tubes are all custom molds that I designed. I drew the baits with the help of another friend that veteran-owned business, Tactical Fishing Company. His name's Andrew Blair. He helped me draw a couple of those baits out as well. But I'm starting to move to all custom-drawn baits, custom-designed baits specifically that I draw out.
That's awesome. That's super cool. And so you're primarily and solely soft plastics right now is what Jake's Lure Joint does. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have some, like I sell some of the tube jigs on my website. My dad helps me out do those. For some reason, as soon as I start pouring lead, I get an instant headache, so I can't really do the lead portion of it.
Gotcha.
But he does everything like the 4-inch line throughs, the inserts on there. Me and him came up with how to make those inserts on there. Because if you use straight brass or straight lead inserts, it's going to ruin this color your plastic once you start pouring it in there.
Right.
So if you use straight lead or straight brass, it's going to change that. Me and him came up with something that's a little bit different than your typical straight lead or straight brass.
That's awesome.
We use those in those line through insert swim baits.
Good stuff.
And that's what I started becoming really known for, the line through swim baits. It's a different type of bait. It just takes people to use them to be able to understand that they catch fish. They'll last longer than your typical swim bait that you use a swim bait hook with, like a BMC 6-0 or 7-0 hook that you would use on my 5-inch swimmers.
Right.
The actual swim bait, the line through swim baits will last longer because the bait slides up your line once you catch a fish. You just have that treble hook in the fish's mouth. And it actually allows that fish to stay hooked better than a normal crankbait or something like that. That's going to throw that treble hook around.
Okay. Yeah.
So you just have that one single treble hook. The swim bait's up the line. You don't have to deal with it. It makes the swim bait last longer as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Sir. When did you start Jake's Lure Joint? When did you officially fire that thing up?
It was 2000. It was December 27th of 2018 is when I officially started Jake's Lure Joint.
Yeah, man. So you've been around, you know, good 5-6 going into your 6 year then here.
Yep. So I just hit my 5-year anniversary of actually being officially a business this past December.
That's awesome.
So I'm working on my 6th year now in business, and it's been fun. I've enjoyed every second of it. Like there's sometimes where it gets stressful. Like right now I'm working on a few different store orders, which are some of my biggest store orders I've ever received. And it's a little stressful trying to get those done and also prepare. Cause I started doing fishing expos this past year as well. Got booths for those as well. So I already did one this year in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. And I got one next weekend in Danville, Indiana as well. So I'm just staying at the smaller fishing expos right now, but it's another way to get my name out there to some people that may not know who I am.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Are you in any retailers at this point here right now where people could actually go by the retailer and pick up your stuff? Where at?
So I'm in the Tackle Shack in Buena Vista there. Max carries some of my tubes. I'm in Fluorescent Mercantile in Fluorescent, Colorado. They carry my tubes. Cutthroat Anglers, I forget the city that they're actually in there. They're in Colorado as well.
Right.
And they carry my tubes. They also carry some of my swim baits as well. I'm in Gorilla Fishing It's an online website as well. I'm in Vantage Tackle, which is an online website. And then I'm in Hendrix Fishing up in, they're based out of New York, and it's online as well.
So quite a few, man. You got a pretty good reach across the U.S. That's awesome.
Yes, sir. And I'm also working on one more right now. I can't say who that one is right at the time until they release it to the public.
For sure. Are you actively looking for more, or are you just kind of allowing this measured growth to take place since it's basically you doing everything right now?
Yeah. I'm working another one here in Missouri. Every state that I've lived in since I started doing this, I try to get into one, at least in that state. I'm actually working on two right now here in Missouri. But I'm kind of I don't really reach out to them. I let them, people talk about my baits, be like, hey, you need to carry this product and this bait from Jake's Lure Joint, so on and so forth. And I let them reach out to me is how I found it to work best for me.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
And, well, you know, that's just because being in the Army still, I can't dedicate all my time towards the business, which maybe in 5 years when I retire, I'm going to give it a shot of running the business full time.
There you go. Well, you know what? I mean, anybody that's of a decent, ilk, if you will fully understand that you're active duty right now. That's the number one, priority. But, the fact that, you're still obviously, looking at the reviews out there, man, you're kicking butt. People love the product. They love the customer service. You came, well recommended. When I put this post out looking for veteran owned organizations, yours was one of the first, brought up there for us. So, that's a kudos to you, man, for being able to, wear the different hats when you need to, right?
Yes, sir. I appreciate everybody that recommended me to you. I really do.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that.
Well, this is cool stuff, man. So do you, you just released some new soft plastic, some new stuff that you're bringing out. Is that pretty much what your the new product stuff, or do you got some new other things that you're kind of working on right now, maybe on the back burner that might be coming out later?
I've got this year for 2024, I'm wanting to release three more custom baits.
Wow. Very cool.
I'm currently working on one right now with my machinist that I use. But I am right now I'm going to be working on two more, but I'm not dropping it. Like I dropped a hint for this last one that I just released here this month is the kicker. I dropped a hint on it, here and there until I actually released it. But, these next three, especially this one I'm currently working on, I'm not dropping any hints on it.
Right.
But I will be working on a custom swim bait, a hand poured swim bait mold.
Nice.
So again, I love fishing a swim bait. That's one of my favorite things to do is fish a swim bait. But then I'll be working on one more later in the year. The one later in the year, towards the end of the year, is gonna cost me some serious money. I already know it.
I hear you. Well, the open offer, man, when it comes time for you to reveal and launch there, let us know. We'll have you jump on here, man. If anything, for 10, 15 minutes, talk about the new bait, get it out there, so people know about you. The True Patriot Outfit, the TPO Doc Talk, always open to you, man. Just know that. That's awesome. That's what we're here for. We're here to support on any level we can. So we'll definitely get into that. Real quick here, though, I wanted to also kind of check with you. So, there's a lot of YouTube out there, right, on how to do mm-hmm. what you're doing. How long did it take you before you got to the point where you felt like, dude, this isn't just good. This is a quality I could sell. Was it feedback you were getting from people, or how did it go from just doing something for yourself to, shit, I can open an online store with this thing, you know what I mean? So how'd that happen for you?
So I would say, again, Sam Heckman, he gave me a lot of criticism the first baits he ever got from me, I'd tell you right now, they were complete crap compared to what they are now. And Sam Heckman, he helped me a tremendous, tremendous amount. He really did. He's, if you know Sam, he's going to tell you the God honest truth. That's how, that's just how he is. And that's what I always want with my baits. And I'm still learning to this day. Like, I'm still changing things up because I'm still teaching myself stuff. I have a very good friend who's now out of the Army and that lives in Clarksville, Tennessee, Alan Hackert. Me and him talk almost daily about just life in general, but we talk a lot about the baits and stuff. And he's been doing this since 2008, I think, or 2009. He's been making soft plastics. Awesome, awesome guy. And if you think my hand-poured swim baits are good, his blows mine out of the water. And so he's teaching me stuff. I've actually taught him some different stuff as well. So we bounce ideas off of it, each other. It's just, but to get to the point to where I felt comfortable selling a decent bait, it, I would say it took me about 3 years.
Wow.
Like it's, and that's what I tell a lot of people, because I do a lot of the TikTok live stuff because it's an easy, it's probably the easiest way to reach a huge number of people at a, any given time.
Right.
Is, and people, I get that question all the time. What's the number one thing you can tell me to help me out? I said, learn the process. Learn the process. Don't be afraid to waste Plastisol. Like I've probably wasted 300-400 gallons of Plastisol over that first 3 years.
Trial and error, right?
Yeah. And that's, and if I always told myself, if a color doesn't turn out, I just add a bunch of black to it, add some blue or red flake and make black with blue flake or black with red flake.
That's a I
very,
love it.
Very easy way to do it.
There you go. Yeah. Salvage it and make sure you remain on that efficiency tip. I love it, man. Good stuff.
Yeah. That, and that's the easy way to do it. And a lot of people think, oh, I, this color didn't turn out, I'm just going to get rid of it, throw it into a trash pile or whatnot. Just add a bunch of black color into it. Be good. No one will ever know.
That's awesome. Yep. Yeah. You know, you mix them all together, end up black. It's pretty weird, right? You know,
yeah, black or some sort of brown.
Yeah.
I'd say that's because I'll do like occasionally on my Facebook page or my Instagram page, I'll occasionally just mix all my random pucks of plastic that I've sitting around and just melt them all down and make baits out of it. And then I'll sell them for real cheap on my Facebook page or Instagram page.
Right.
Like 100 baits for like $25 shipped or something like that.
Right.
Just because I know I'll never be able to make that color again. It's a one-off color. It's, and it's just, it's helping me out a little bit. All I'm doing is wasting a little bit of time at that point. It's not really, the cost isn't, I'm not really losing much money on that. If anything, right. I'm losing some shipping money because shipping's ridiculous anymore these days, it seems.
Isn't it though?
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Oh, dude. It's nuts.
Yeah, I ship stuff, you know, from time to time in between Minnesota and here and in a few other places. And yeah, man, I was sending, we put together a bunch of baits and stuff that we were sending out to a nonprofit organization in Minnesota that takes kids fishing. And we donated a bunch of that stuff and put it all in the box, got it all good to go. And the guy at the place gave me the total for shipping. And I'm like, good Lord, that's like, I'm going to need to take insurance out on just the shipping cost alone. You know, it's
yeah.
Like, yikes.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild.
For sure. It's
kind of got an email saying that shipping is going back down a little bit. So I hope it actually comes true. So,
you know what people don't get. And I mean, people meaning average person all the way to the boneheads in Washington, what they don't get is when you jack diesel up, you're jacking the price on everything up.
Yes.
Because diesel is what gets stuff around this country, be it through train, or semi.
Yep.
Ain't no, I mean, it's in most cases, I mean, that is how it's not all flown by jet. Trust me. Most of it's not, you know, it comes by train or semi, and that runs on diesel. So when that diesel is four or $5 a gallon, man, that's why everything goes through the roof. Has nothing to do with our gas.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy stuff. But awesome, man. Well, listen, I can't thank you enough, Jake, for stopping by here and shooting the breeze with us, talking. Folks, get out and check out his tackle shop here. It's Jake's Lure Joint. You can get to him at Facebook at Jake's Lure Joint. Get out there, give his page a like, give it a follow there, and check out. Maybe you can catch one of those super cool, you know, one-off colors that he whoops up there and get yourself a batch. Wouldn't that be like if you were just killing him on it and then you were done, last bait, can't remake it? That would be fantastic.
I will say my biggest smallmouth ever and my biggest largemouth have came off my own baits.
That's awesome.
My PBs, yeah. Biggest smallmouth is 5.3, and my biggest largemouth is 6.94.
Good stuff. So with your busy schedule and the company, do you ever get a chance to compete in any of the series there in Missouri at all?
I do. I fish. I'm actually joining a local fishing club here this year, and we fish Truman Reservoir, Pomme de Terre, Lake of the Ozarks, and we'll fish Table Rock as well.
Is that Moyac?
No, this is boat for boat.
Oh, for boat. That's right. That's right. Boat.
Boat, yeah. But nice. It's just a local club, and then I'll fish some other little jackpot tournaments that they hold here on Lake of the Ozarks. Lake of the Ozarks is 40 minutes from me, so.
Oh, nice.
I've gotten to know it pretty good.
Hey, man, the All-American Kayak Classic, we're going to be in town. Lake of the Ozarks is our first event starting off. Eco Fishing Shop is our sponsor for that event, so we're going to be hosting everything there. And yeah, the All American Kayak Series is coming in, and we're going to be dropping in there. I want to say it's like April 6th and 7th. I got to get that schedule up and just stick it on the wall. It's the very first event for us, so yeah, man. If we can remember, we should at least get together and grab dinner or something. That would be awesome.
Yes, sir. April 6th or 7th. You guys are coming at the right time.
That's what we think. We're getting in before the Big Bass Bash comes in too.
Yep. Yeah, you guys are getting in at the right time. There's going to be some big fish caught.
Hope so.
You'll have them in all three stages during that beginning of April. You'll probably just have them in the first two stages. You'll have them pre-spawn and spawn at that time.
Exciting stuff.
I don't think you'll have any post-spawn by then.
You know, the one downside with me working for the All-American Kayak Series now is that I won't be competing in these on our national trail. And we've got such a fire schedule, man, lined up that it kind of hurts a little bit. But it's okay. Well, you know, the hope is build the series up, find somebody that is a way better, you know, awards presenter than myself. And, we can hire and get them in place so I can go back to fishing again, you know. Well, I'll stick to the podcast and fishing. That would be great. Well, listen, man, stick with me here. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up here and roll out. And all this talk, like I said before, folks, one of the best ways you can support is not only buying baits, obviously, from Jake, but get out to the Facebook page, check out the social medias, and give it a follow, right? That bigger audience is a huge, huge help to us, and it costs you nothing to do so. Just check it out. You're around fishing. Obviously, you love it, so why not have another tackle company that you're checking out? That was Jake Schroeder. Folks, I hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. Super cool he was able to get with us, even if in his pickup truck there. We'll get him back on here, I'm sure. Again, we'll be chatting with him and talking with him in the future, and we'll catch him in his shop so we can take a look at some of that. Go and check out the website. A lot of cool stuff there. And again, you're supporting a small business. You're supporting an active military member small business as well, which, you know what, it never hurts to make those deposits in the good karma bank. Trust me, man. Good stuff. You know, at the opening of this, we talked about the All-American Series getting ready to fire up beginning of April here with the first event at Lake of the Ozarks. Something that's also rapidly approaching is the Dale Hollow event at the Paddle and Fin is putting on right there. If you have not seen anything about this, check this bad boy out here. This looks like it's going to be a heck of a good time. 27th, 28th of April. Go check it out. You can't miss it. Great. The low entry to get in, man. Going to be a blast. There's going to be some names there. Dale Hollow, man. That is like, you know, bucket list destination. If you're a bass angler, then you've heard of, read about, seen Dale Hollow Reservoir. Going to be a great time of year to go visit there. And you know Paddle and Fin is going to put on, anytime they host an event, it's a class act there. So stop on down. We're not going to get an opportunity to get to that there with between the All-American and all of the other schedules, things that we have going on there. Unfortunately, we're going to miss it there. But I know a lot of the guys from the Paddle and Fin are going to be in there as well. Mr. Schiller should be there. You should be able to see. I think Mr. Rapp's going to be there. It's going to be a lot of great people to hang out with, some amazing anglers too. So go check it out. Tourney X, you can get signed up now. You don't want to miss your chance. All right, so we are going on to the next interview here. This is with Mr. Dale McVeigh, United States veteran. He is co-owner of G-Sox. Really, really cool idea on this. You gotta check this interview out and check these things out. Man, there's some good thought that's gone into these. And in the kayak game, man, there's a few game changers here that, quite frankly, really take away a lot of headaches that we deal with there. If you've ever turned around and gotten like a jerk bait or a crank bait, you know, one of those trebles hooked in your sleeve or whatever, or am I like the only bonehead that does that? But it happens. These bad boys here will help protect against that. So it's a lot of good thought that's been put into it. Great material. Again, U.S. Veteran-owned business. Can't beat that there. So. Again, grab yourself a beverage here. I hope you enjoy, and we'll be back after the interview here to wrap everything up. Tonight, we have a very special guest here, U.S. Navy veteran, Mr. Dale McVeigh of G-Sox. Now, we had to do a little funny stuff with our audio here, so give me 1 second to get this in so that we can make sure we get everything just right here. There we go. Dale, can you hear me?
Absolutely. How are you?
Perfect, brother. Perfect. Thank you so much, man, for battling the technology gremlins here.
Wrong point, I promise you. So,
well, it's not you, man. Now, this is there's some technical stuff going on here. I'm not sure what that is, but we figured it out. We adapted.
That's right. We got it.
Good stuff. So, yeah, man. So, you know, we're continuing down this. Your name was brought up to us here in the All-American Kayak Series page when we were asking for some solid veteran-owned organizations. You came highly recommended in that group there, so that's always a cool thing to see. You're doing something right out there for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, veterans are a big deal for us, so we try to support everything we can dealing with veterans.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So talk to me about your service, sir. United States Navy. When were you in?
Yeah, I went in about a year after high school. I was in for 4 years, United States Navy, stationed in Norfolk, Virginia. Stayed in 4 years, did 4 years of reserve, and then got out. Started as a bosun mate. Didn't really know what I wanted to do. Ended up as an HT, you know, did some welding and pipe raising and stuff like that. And then just decided after my 4 years, it was time to go. So I got out, finished my reserve time, and the rest is history.
Nice. Well, good. Yeah. First and foremost, from all of us at the True Patriot Outfitters, Romans Warrior Foundation, thank you, sir, for your service to the country and for making it possible for goofballs like me to be out here doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, both of us.
So let's talk about it, man. The organization, the company you own is G-Sox. Let's put it up here so folks can see it here. G-Sox, Combo Fishing Rod and Lure Protectors. These things are pretty unique, man, and I'm seeing the word patent around here on several times. You have a patent on your design here with these?
Well, we've started the process of that. We do not have a patent as of yet. So, I mean, there's still a lot of investigation to do on that, but
yeah,
it's not that important to me. There's so many rod covers out there. We are unique in the fact that we cover up your lure as well.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a patentable thing for us, but no, we're not patented yet.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, you know, in your, I mean, nobody else is doing what you're doing out there, man. I mean, that is, that looks like effective and really smart, what you've put together there. And I do apologize, folks. I would share a picture of this right now. The problem is if I do that, we're going to lose audio with Dale, and I would rather have Dale on here than show a picture. So go out in Facebook, G-Sox, or go out in their website. You can also get them out as KG, that's Kilo Golf Dash Sox, S-O-X, that's Sierra Oscar X-Ray .com. Go to the website there and you can check them out. It's these are really cool. Where did that concept come from, man?
Well, Gene, I was going fishing. We live close to Gunnersville State Park, so we were going fishing out here one day. Me and my partner Chad, and I was in search of some lure wraps to cover up some treble hooks I was going to be throwing the next day. Anyway, I couldn't find those at Bass Pro Academy. I don't know if I'm supposed to use names on here, but...
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
Came home, had the actual sock, you know, and here's the prototyper I got right here. I had the actual, you know, the material you used to cover your rods with, thousands of those in the garage. But I needed that lure cover, so just looking around in my garage, found some stuff I needed, electrical tape, plastic tubing, and I taped one together. And I took off with it anyway.
Yeah, hold that up there. There you go.
Yeah, that's a prototype of what I came up with. If you can imagine, this was someone else's sleeve. I had electrical tape here, and off I went with my jerk baits wrapped up.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, so it just kind of, when I showed up at the ramp that morning, I told my buddy, my partner Chad, I said, don't make fun of it. You know, I did the best I could. I had a problem and I solved it. So here we go. He actually is the one that convinced me that we should do something with it. So we took off and started making stuff, and we added my brother-in-law to the mix a few months in, and now we're full-blown manufactured.
That's awesome.
I know. It's just it's only been a year.
Yeah.
And where we've come in a year's time,
get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm amazed by it. So.
Well, that is fantastic, man. You know, I mean, dude, that is light years ahead of what I was doing. I was talking to a guy a while back here, and we were talking about certain ways. When I had my bass boat, before I got in the kayak game, when I had my bass boat, yeah. I had somewhere between 30 and 35 rods usually in my rod locker. And, you know, it was always just a, you know, Chinese finger puzzle anytime I put those, you know, crank baits, jerk baits, or spooks or anything in there. So one of the things I started doing is I'd take a water bottle, because I always had a bunch of them, and I'd cut one slit down the entire water bottle, and it fit around, you know, my rod, and it fit around the crankbait or the jerkbait just enough. Now, it made a hell of a noise everywhere. I crinkled, you know, everywhere I went. But that was, you know, what I used. But this right here, your design, man, that 100% protects it, keeps it good, and you're protecting your eyelets and the rod as well. That's awesome stuff.
Yeah, our main objective was, you know, everybody that's fished, I'm 55 years old now, but everybody that's fished in their life, we all use the lure wraps, we use the rod socks, we use this and that. The biggest thing for us is a single piece, and we don't have two or three pieces laying on the deck of our boat. Kayakers hit this big when Joe Downs with he's with Ducket Fishing now, but he sent me the coolest video one day. I'm not a kayaker, so I don't know, but evidently there's a tube that they carried on their trailers. Yep. Some do.
Yep.
And they store the pods in there. Well, Joe sent me an awesome video of him pulling one rod at a time, but actually 10 or 12 rods out of this tube. Nothing got hung. And he had all these big crankbaits on him. And he said, it's a game changer for him.
Yep.
So Joe's been on pushing us with the kayak people. And, you know, we actually sponsor several kayak clubs around Alabama, North Georgia, and places like that. So, yeah, kayakers have been big. I didn't really think that would be, you know, something they'd be interested in, but they put their rods in their truck seats, you know, in the front seat. They put them in these tubes on trailers. I mean, they have a potential of getting hung up everywhere. So,
dude, we don't have, you know, big rod lockers on our boat that we can stow 30 mm-hmm. rods. You know, I mean, we're, you know, if you're lucky, like I'm pretty lucky. I have a rod storage on the rack of my pickup that I can put, you know, a solid number up there, but it's inevitable. Stuff gets tangled up, you know, while I'm on scene fishing. A lot of times my stuff will just go in the pickup, you know, in the front seat there. And ashamedly, I have hooked, you know, stuff in the front seat many a time there where this would have saved me from that for sure.
Well, on our website, kgsocks.com, there's some videos that we posted on there of big bundles of rods with these massive crankbaits on them and just rolling them around together. And look, we didn't want to put anything out there that just to sell something. Well, this really works.
Yeah.
So we really want to see this, and people have seen it, and it's really just, you know, it's helped a lot of folks. Of course, I get the water bottle comments, the Gatorade bottle comment. I get all that stuff. And I tell everybody, great, that's what I did. You go do it. More power to you. But we've kind of made it easy. If you want to spend a little money and get these things, then they're out there. So
I was going to say, you know, you can hammer a nail with all kinds of stuff, but nothing does it as good as a hammer or a safe.
Yeah. That's exactly right. But, you know, they say inventions come from necessity. Well, this was a necessity, and it just happened. So,
you know, I've been a firm believer, Dale, in something that speaks right to your product. And that is, dude, if you're going to invest the money in good equipment and you're, you know, most of us especially that fish trails or whatever, we've got a embarrassing amount of money tied up in our rods and reels. Take care of them. Right. Don't, you can't be squabbling over, you know, 10, 15 bucks to take care of, you know, a couple $100 investment that's going to get you an extra 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons out of the thing because you're protecting it. You know, I mean, there's in that insurance like that, if you spent the money to do it, you know, take care of it. You know, there's no reason to waste it. So yeah, no, that's what you've got going on there, man. That's, I can tell you this, I guarantee you this season I'm going to be having a few of these. I'm going to need to get on the website there and get a couple of these ordered in. I don't get to.
Yeah, let me know. It'll be awesome. Like I said, it's really a lot about protection, but for the biggest thing for me as a fisherman, it's more about zero aggravation.
Right.
I do have to dig these hooks out of the carpet anymore. They're not hung on 17 other rods in the rod lock. And it absolutely works. And we offer these things with a guarantee. If you break it, I forgot the time limit, but I'll replace this sucker for free, man. I don't know anybody that's going to do that. So yeah. Give us a shot and think about it, man. I'm a firm believer in them.
Well, we, not because I don't
really like them, so.
Hell yeah. Well, you know, in looking at the reviews and looking at people out there that I've spoken with about them, that your customers are extremely happy with them as well, man. So that's, you guys are definitely doing. Talk to me about your choice. You know, some folks might think it's just an obvious because you're a veteran yourself. So it's just obvious to support other veteran, but that isn't always the case out there, man. I run in a lot of circles out there, and that, you know, no one would say they wouldn't support, but they don't actively go out there. When you go to your Facebook page and you look around here, you actively talk about, you know, and help promote other veteran-owned organizations, man. So what, where did that come from for you?
Well, it's just a lifelong thing. My family, several members of my uncles, my father, you know, all military folks. My wife's family is really big military family. My wife's father was actually a helicopter pilot in the Army and ended up dying in a helicopter crash. And we have his flag downstairs. I mean, this is, they're a big deal to us. And I don't think enough's done for them. You know, I can't do anything for them, you know, more than their local VA can do. But I can support them, you know. So that's basically it. That's our colors, you know, red, white, and blue on everything we have.
That's awesome.
A lot of people don't really look at that as that, but that's where the colors come from. And, you know, any veteran that's out there is just a normal person, but they're a veteran.
Yep.
So I support that, you know, and I support the flag and everything that stands for, and we'll always do that.
That's awesome, man. That's that's super cool stuff. And no, man, it's what you're doing by bringing awareness and just simply reminding people to hey, there are organizations out there, lots of them that are veteran owned, and they, you know, don't forget if you're undecided on where to look for a product or something like that, why, that's a great place to start. Start with a veteran owned organization and see where it takes you from there. And, you know, obviously they've earned that right. Me personally, man, when I work with you guys, what I have learned is that the majority of veteran-owned organizations are the most customer service-oriented organizations that I've ever come in contact with. And that's because it's in your training, brother. It's serving others. That is that is part of your DNA, I think, after a while there, for sure.
It is. It's attention to detail, and everybody that's a veteran knows that term. We preach that from day one in boot camp. If you're going to do something, do absolutely the right way. Now, we did put some things out in the beginning that I'd hate to go back and see now, but we've, you know, finally come into our manufacturing part of this, and we're really happy with what we've ended up being. So we put a lot of attention to detail into it, and we just feel like we've got a good average, I mean, It's not going to change the world, like I said, but it's a good product. I think it's the best we can. So that's kind of where we're
at. Hey, man, everybody has their role, right? Everybody has a part in the big scheme of things. And when you fill a need, like you said, aggravation, how many times have we gone out on an otherwise beautiful day and something stupid gets in our way and it, you know, brings the blood pressure up? That's the last thing you want, right? And very few things will do that the way treble hooks will do that when they get buried into something like a mesh or, you know, your PFD or something like that. And it's like, well, now how in the hell am I going to get out of this? I've literally in my kayak, I've reached around behind me and had a jerkbait hook on my sleeve of my jersey. And then I'm sitting there, my arm's stuck. I'm like, well, now what the hell? I can't reach the pole here.
I don't know how many times I've had kayakers tell me that that's a big deal for them to have them standing up in the back of their kayak with these tubes on them, and they got freedom to move around without worrying about getting snagged. I've lost fish before because my net was hung in my treble hook and another laying on the deck. And so, I'm just distrusting with these things. If you get one, if everybody would just get one and try it, I promise you're going to love these things.
Yeah.
They really saved me a bunch of headaches.
And what do they retail for? I'm looking around out here. Let me see. What is an average one for? Actually, here's a better question. Do you have different ones for spin cast and casting? Or is it one size fits all?
We have one item. Now, I'll get off camera for 1 second. I'll get a couple of things to show you.
Yeah, go for it, man. We can keep recording. That's not a problem.
Okay, just take 1 second.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Like I said, we started out, we added actually We only have one product. This is it. This is the final deal right here.
Gotcha.
It's called Eat It That Well.
Yep.
This is how it would be when you go to retail to buy. Come in this blister packaging that protects it. It's kind of funny, ironic that we got plastic protection. We have directions on the back. It shows you your length of rod that you have, what you'll need in the G-Sox. Anyway, we added, you can't see it in here, but it's an optional guard that goes on the end of your tube.
Oh, nice.
I don't like them, but we had to have them. I didn't want anything coming from the inside of the tube that would snag on a hook. But some guys wanted this. If you're using a spinning rig, the line comes out further away from the rod, so this tube is going to come in contact with it.
Yep.
We have this rubber gasket. You can just snap on there. And if you're using a spinning rig, it does not affect your line at all.
Nice.
Tried to cover every aspect of what we do when we're fishing, what we know is going to happen. So this is the final G-Sox product, and we also offer just a regular sleeve.
The G-Sleeve, yeah.
Yeah, it comes with your little band on there. So that's where we're at. We're heading into the neoprene world in a few months. Got that design going with the tube on it. Some folks just like neoprene. I don't where it smells like an old life preserver to me, but yeah, we've done a lot in a year, and I have to say it's from a lot of these guys that I've only met through making these things that really pushed it and pushed it hard for us, and you know they like them, so I think that's part of our success, biggest part of our success over a year's time.
Heck yeah, man. And it sounds like you got stuff on deck. You know, you're paying attention to the market, what it's doing. Nothing wrong with having more options out there, especially if you can find ways through your manufacturing to keep your costs legitimate, you know, and it's, you stay true to the core business there. But yeah, looking out also, those are some good looking hats. Yeah. I have a feeling I need to bust a credit card out here and get over to your website. And,
hey, you know, and I'll be glad to get you a hat. There's no problem. Anywhere I can a hat or a sticker, I'll stick it. So
I hear you there. No, man, we'll definitely, because I have a feeling that, this is going to come in handy. I need to get a few of these locked up in here for sure. So, well, listen, Dale, I appreciate it. Is there anything else coming up this year, big and on deck here? Or are we just going to, year number two, we're just going to put our chin in the pocket and keep working and keep G-Sox rolling?
We are a road construction manager, a retired school teacher, campground owner in Gunnersville, and business owner in Atlanta, Georgia. That's what we are. But we're busy all the time with our jobs, and G-Sox keeps the rest of the time for the day. The one thing I did want to say is look out for Heroes on the Water. I'm not trying to promote any websites or anything, but these guys give their time to veterans, and they take out paralyzed guys. They put them in kayaks.
Yep.
They make safe. They get them on the water. They do everything they can for them. The other thing is I want to recognize the G and G-Sox is not for Gunnersville. Everybody thinks it's for Gunnersville because we live here, but it's actually for my friend. This is him in his little urn right here on my neck. We called him G. That was his nickname, so that's where the name came from.
That is awesome stuff, man.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. 4 in the morning.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Birds up in the
sky. Yeah, that's all I got, really. That's us, and Chad said it's all providential, so I'm going with that.
You know, Heroes on the Water was one of the first organizations that we looked into when we first started getting involved with the True Patriot Outfitters into a lot of this stuff. And to a great degree, they gave us some motivation to start our, you know, nonprofit. That's exactly what we do. The only difference is we don't have as many that we take out at one time. We try to keep our numbers a little bit smaller there. And there's another organization in your neck of the woods that's almost a mirror image of us that's called Veterans Kayak Fishing down there. And they do a ton of amazing work. So yeah, I always tell people there's a lot of us out here that are trying to get vets and first responders out into kayaks and get them fishing, and we need even more. There's just not there cannot be enough. So we're all on the same mission.
Right, there's not enough groups out there, and what all you guys do is just amazing. So you know, I really appreciate it. I thank God every day. I didn't come home disabled. Of course, I wasn't in any situation to become disabled, but you know, it's a blessing not to come back like that. And a lot of these guys do, and I'm just starting to see a bunch of them that, you know, it never was a big thing to me, but now it is, you know. So
sure,
I see these guys getting out there kayaking, enjoying it, having a good time, and every group that does that, it's a big deal to me. So
heck yeah, man. Any time we can get outdoors and enjoy it and then do it without headache by getting ourselves some G-socks thrown in there. See the way I worked in a plug like that? That's my job, man. That's what I do. All right, brother. Well, listen, you hang with me here when we roll out of this here. You stay here with me, that we can chat afterwards. But thank you so very much, Dale, for your service, for your organization, for stopping by and sharing time with us here at the TPO, man. We sincerely appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Gene.
You bet. Folks, we're going to go ahead and wrap this interview up here and take you back to the podcast. So stick with us. And welcome back, folks. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Dale. That was we had some technical challenges with that whole thing there, but through a little bit of ingenuity, we adapted and we overcame the situation there. So that checked out all right. We got that handled there. But hope you enjoyed that. Go check them out, G-Socks. It's a super cool product. Again, great deal supporting small business, small veteran-owned business to boot, man. You can't go wrong when you do that. That's a heck of a good deed, and it's well worth it. And you're never upset with your experience when you're working with those folks. It's always such a great deal. Well, folks, like we've said before in the intro and in between the interviews there, the All-Americans Kayak Series is about to get kicked off here. Lake of the Ozarks, of course, the classics right around the bend, dude. One of the biggest events in the entire country each year. We're anticipating well over 200 anglers for this event. Going to be lots of prizes and money. The Global War on Terror Wall of Remembrance Mobile Memorial will be on scene there at the Benson Convention Center in Clinton, Missouri. Big thanks to the Visitors Bureau and the Chamber of Commerce for helping make that happen and bring that into town. You don't want to miss that while you're there at the Classic as well. Going to be a lot of great supporters with this thing. Of course, Everhearts is there in Bucksaw Marina. They're the official campground and motel host for this. For the Classic. And you know, then the season cranks off, man. It just starts to get rolling. We'll be in Okoboji before you know it. We're going to be up out at La Crosse. We're going to be up at Minocqua, man. We're at Kentucky Lake. Bucket list stuff. Don't miss your chance, man. Come make some memories with us. I'll be at every one of these events. I'd love to chat with you if you're going to show up there. And of course, the Paddle and Fins Dale Hollow event coming up at the end of April. If you get a chance, hit that and then hit the Classic on the way home, man. It's a possibility there. Make yourself a heck of a road trip this year. Tune in next Monday. We got another episode of the podcast that'll be dropping. We got some cool interviews still lined up here to go. We're still going to be sticking with the 2 days a week for a little while. And then by the time I think that the tournament season gets fired off and gets rolling, we'll be back to once a week, but then we'll have a bunch of live coverage coming to you with the All-Americans. So we're going to stay busy out there for sure. But as usual, folks, your subscriptions, if you go to YouTube, hit that subscribe button for us, man. Tell your friends about it. go to your Facebook page there. If it ever comes back alive, go to Facebook there, share our page with the True Patriot Outfitters with your friends, man. That's a huge bump for us to help us out, reach more people, introduce the podcast to more people. If you like what we're doing, if you appreciate the mission that we're on here, it's a great way you can support, man. Of course, donations are always a great thing at truepatriotoutfitters.org. But nevertheless, if you know what, times are tough, but what doesn't cost a single thing is a subscription, a like, a follow, comment, any of those things out there. They're a huge help for us. We couldn't do this stuff without you folks. Thank you so very much. Tight lines and be safe.
Offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep sea adventures.
Coming to me.
He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue. Brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.